Blog Talk Radio.
Buddy, it's Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover your week of February 25th through March 3rd and what you guys can expect with the energy for your sign. And luckily, I don't get weeks like this very often, but the week ahead is pretty much focused on personal planetary energy, and it's broken up in a row with groupings of like one focus and then the next and then the next, and there's no crossover or strange companions in the mix. So I think it's pretty straightforward and simple when we're looking at this time frame. So yay for all of us, right? So the way this breaks down, Thursday, the 25th of February through Saturday, the 27th, so these 3 days are all going to be focused on what Mercury can do for all of us. And so these 3 days are definitely when you want to schedule your meetings, focus in on your sales, sign your agreements, have your important talks. It may be the days when you are going to receive the news or the offer or information that you've been waiting to hear or figure out. And really good days to focus in on, you know, getting out there locally or short trips involved, making decisions. And because Mercury is active in Aquarius, kind of like really good time to introduce original ideas to people, really good time to interact socially in pursuit of any of this. So if you need to, you know, do it via the internet or through your friends or associates or at some kind of gathering or event, then this is all very favored in this 3-day period. And each one of those days is going to kind of connect to a different energy. The first 2 days, Thursday and Friday, are opportunity alignments. Doors are open. First one to Saturn, so really favorable for anything you're trying to cement one way or the other with any legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, religious or political themes. And then on Friday the 26th, it aligns in an opportunity aspect to Uranus, which is the ruler of Aquarius. So it kind of like gives you a double whammy with that original or inventive or social atmosphere, and really is pushing everybody to try something new or different, take a new approach, be spontaneous and in the moment with all these all the information and talks and meetings, etc. And then on Saturday the 27th, it aligns with Jupiter, so some kind of growth opportunity here, tied in with some kind of work effort, what you do with coworkers, what you do with people you hire, anything you're doing for your own health or for the animals that you're involved in. A little bit of kind of give and take on that day, a little bit of adjustment energy, but really positive, lucky Jupiter in the mix. So all three of these days, yes, yes, and yes for any communication and decision making that you want to make. All right, then the second influence in the week ahead is this kind of ongoing, and this is your weird stuff, ongoing Neptune-Piscean energy field that we're dealing with. Obviously, we're in that square with this up until September. I've talked about it quite a bit so far. And so that's pushing on this area, making some of the side effects strange, weird dreams, interrupted sleep patterns, some people departing the earth more so than at other times, messages from beyond the veil, ghostly experiences, things that are unexplainable. And then a lot of push on the Piscean arena, which has to do with our muse, our artistic projects and interests and talents, anything with our spiritual development and practices, anything with healing in hospitals or dealing with addictions, anything with romances that are clandestine or private on some level, and anything with research and development. So all of this is stimulated on Sunday the 28th and on Tuesday the 1st of March. And so really, you're probably going to feel that Sunday through Tuesday. And so, you know, you can either kind of take a step back during those days and allow yourself to feel whatever is going on here. All of us at some point between now and September will be going through a release phase, and most of us are going to kind of get that in spurts. So, you know, there's times like this where you may really feel like just resting or dreaming or sleeping more, or where you feel weepy and need to let the tears flow. There's stuff that traces back through time on this Neptune energy that we're dealing with right now, and it's a major configuration. So the personal activation of it in this week ahead is allowing us to get in there deeper, to either do some more connecting to those hidden sides of ourselves or past life moments, or to do some purging and releasing emotionally, or to really pull back enough to work on that behind the scenes topic that you're interested in, whether it's your artistry or spirituality or healing or hospitals or research or romance. This is where the focus is Sunday and Tuesday. All right, and then third, I told you it's pretty straightforward, is Venus. And she is going to get active on Wednesday and Thursday, March 2nd and 3rd. So, you know, Venus is all about our love life. So if you're looking for some time to connect with the lover or pursue your love or express it to the rest of us, Wednesday and Thursday are really good days for that. Also, Venus rules women. If there's something you're focusing on that has, you know, a theme around women or is focused on a particular woman, Wednesday and Thursday may be your days. Venus rules personal income. So those may be really big days to get in there and make money or pursue income on some level. And it also rules beauty. So if you want to beautify your space or your face or whatever it is, those are your days. And Venus, interestingly, is participating in the same energy field that Mercury is. Again, Aquarius. So trying new things, being spontaneous, pursuing your aspirations when it comes to love, income, women, or beauty on those days. Finding this flowing through what you do socially. So applying it to your online pursuits or what you're doing with friends and associates and groups and gatherings and charities, all favored on these days. And again, Venus is going to come up in contact with two of the same outer planets that Mercury just did in the beginning of the week. So on Wednesday the 2nd, she aligns with Uranus. And this kind of doubles and magnifies the original spontaneous energy involved in it. So yeah, there might be some nice surprises going around on Wednesday the 2nd. And on Thursday, she applies to Jupiter. Again, the kind of big lucky growth situation going on tied in with Venus themes with the work you're doing or the health needs or the paperwork or the coworkers, hired help or animal situation. So that's our week in a nutshell. And when I start to look through the signs and see the different arenas that this will really highlight for each sign, starting with Aries, you know, your whole week is really going to see forward proactive momentum in those social arenas. Because of Mercury and Venus. So Thursday through Saturday, get in, have your talks, your meetings, sign agreements, make sales, get out locally, take short trips, write, interview, make decisions, field offers, and do whatever you can to involve the friends, the associates, the group situations, what you can do online or at charities or anything that, or events of some type. And, you know, all of this is looking like you can really make some strides in these days ahead. When you get to the end of the week, Wednesday and Thursday, Venus gets involved. And so now there's income opportunities in those arenas for you guys, or there's love potential for you. So, like, if you're single, get out with your friends and you may find love. If you're trying to make money, try to do it online or within that group dynamic. And again, good for anything in the beauty realm and good for anything with women on those days. In the middle of that, that Neptune energy Sunday through Tuesday, definitely time for you guys to either pull back and rest and recuperate, recharge your batteries, or time for you guys to dive into either what you're doing in your artistic projects, your spiritual practices, your romantic life, or with healing, hospitals, research, or development. And if there is some purging, releasing of emotional energy that needs to happen, this is definitely a good time to allow that to, you know, flower. Do it privately, but definitely time to get in touch with that and to allow that, because it's part of a process that's taking you to the other side by September. For Taurus, you know, all of this Aquarian energy that's so active in the week ahead is going to really favor what's going on with personal goals or what's going on with your career or what's happening with certain authority types like bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, or the like. And so whether it's goals, career, or authorities, Thursday through Saturday, this is definitely all about getting in there and having the talks, the meetings, signing agreements, making sales, writing, interviewing, fielding offers, making decisions, and all of that is very opportunity-laden, so you definitely want to be proactive about pitching it, asking for it, proposing it, trying to sell it or sign it or whatever, be communicative. Then by the end of the week, on Wednesday the 2nd and Thursday the 3rd, Venus gets involved with goals, career, and authority figures for you. So a woman might be key on those days, or there may be potential to make money, or love may be where the goal is, or there may be something around beauty as the theme. And so you definitely want to reach for that, pursue that, look at ways to, you know, open that door up. Again, a lot of opportunity in the mix for you if you set those goals and pursue them. In the middle of that, with the Neptunian energy that you guys are working through, a lot of this between Sunday, February 28th and Tuesday the 1st, has to do with you guys reassessing what your aspirations are in your life and where you are in your soul group. Is there, you know, how are you relating with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, and things like that. And so you want to look at, are there karmic, you know, things going on here, past life things that need to be worked out or released? Is there something about your artistry, romance, spirituality, healing, addictive qualities, or research involved in any of that? Those are your days to either kind of pull back and see where you are in all of that or to do more releasing. For Gemini, this Aquarian energy is definitely going to give you guys a ton of forward momentum in the higher-minded arena in this week ahead. So you guys can move things forward in legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, wedding, religious, political themes, all those higher-minded arenas. Whole week is like huge with this. Thursday the 25th through Saturday the 27th, you want to make decisions about those themes, or you want to get into talks or meetings. You want to make sales or sign agreements. You want to pitch ideas or field offers, write, interview. This is definitely the communication period around those themes. Doors open, opportunities open on those days. And then by the end of the week, between Wednesday and Thursday, the 2nd and 3rd of March, you're going to see Venus enter those topics. So now women may benefit you here, or there may be ways to earn money that open up, or there may be something going on with your love life and that trip or walk down the aisle, or there may be something in the beauty field. So again, you know, look at what you can move forward and be proactive. In the middle of that, between Sunday the 28th and Tuesday the 1st, you have this Neptune ongoing focus, and these are your days to do any releasing or any deeper connection with what's going on karmically, linked to past life situations or people, your artistry, spirituality, romance, healing, or research themes tied in with your career or tied in with a personal goal that you've set or tied in with an authority figure like that parent, boss, teacher, judge, mentor. So you know, if you need to get the parent to the hospital, or you need to do the research for the career project, or you need to, you know, get that film or music thing done for career, or you need to plan that romantic getaway for the romantic goal you've set, or if there's any releasing to do in any of those topics, these are your days to do so. For Cancer, it's a really deep arena that is playing out for you guys in this week ahead. It's the Power eighth house. And so, you know, the focus is either on the big financial picture, what you're doing with the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the investments, the settlements, the insurance, the taxes, the alimony, child support, partner's money, or any other outside financial resource. Or it has to do with the deep side of your personal life. So your sex life and what's happening there, your reproductive needs, a divorce, mortality issues, or any kind of third-party power scenario that's playing out in your life. So, Cancers, dive in. Thursday the 25th through Saturday the 27th, it is about communication. Mercury is all over this, so it is time to get in there, have those meetings, talk with people, pitch ideas, sign agreements, make sales, write, interview, field offers, make decisions in those financial, sexual, divorce, third-party scenarios. A lot of open-door stuff here, so move towards that. And then by the end of the week, on Wednesday the 2nd and Thursday the 3rd, Venus is involved. Now a woman is part of that mix with the finances, the sex, the divorce, reproduction, mortality, or a third-party situation. Or your personal income is somehow tied in to what's going on there. Or your love is tied in. Maybe there's a big love sexual attraction heating up there for you guys. Or there is something in the beauty arena that you're transforming Wednesday or Thursday. So again, opportune days to really kind of take things into that next level, make changes, whatever that is for you guys. And then the Neptune energy that's playing out in the middle of all this from Sunday the 28th through Tuesday the 1st is this ongoing theme of karmic past life stuff and what you're working on artistically, spiritually, romantically, through healing or hospitals or research. And for Cancer, all of this ties into that higher-minded arena for you guys. So you really need to show up and deal with the legal or travel or educational or media, marketing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, or political themes Sunday through Tuesday. So look at, you know, is this a time to pull back and rest and recharge here and do some research, or is it time to, you know, dive into the artistic side of that or romantic or spiritual side of that? Is there something going on involving hospitals or healing with that? Or, you know, what is it that you need to do there? For Leo, you know, real big relationship week for you guys, and definitely time to get in there and connect with others in very kind of wide open, opportune movements. So for Leo, you know, definitely time with romantic partners or business partners, clients, agents, attorneys, specialists, the competition, the opponents, whoever the key people are that you're trying to reach. You want to put communications into play between Thursday the 25th and Saturday the 27th. Definitely kind of a lucky, favorable time to talk, to meet, to sign agreements, make sales, write, interview, field offers, or make decisions there with those key people or about those key people. And then by the end of the week, Wednesday the 2nd and Thursday the 3rd, next week, this relationship energy is going to be Venus themed. So now these key people, there's something going on with them and you about making money, or there's something going on with them and you about true love, or there's something with them about beauty. You could see that specialist, you know, to get the new hair do, or the new procedure done, or the new wardrobe, right? Or maybe they're going to be your interior designer. Or this is a female in the mix, or somebody helping you with a female. And so focus on Venus themes with these key people Wednesday and Thursday. In the middle of all this for Leo, Sunday the 28th through Tuesday the 1st, this goes into that really power deep part of the chart for you guys. So the karma and the past life stuff and anything you're doing behind the scenes is going to be playing out in some big financial arena or focused on your sex life, reproductive needs, a divorce, a mortality issue, or a third-party situation. So you want to look at, you know, how do you go down those roads tied in with your research, your artistry, your spirituality, your romantic needs, your healing, hospitals, addictions, or past life karma. And there may be some releasing stuff, you know, so just be aware of that during that time frame. All right, for Virgo, this week ahead, massive energy for you guys when it comes to the work that you can pursue or further through all of these personal planetary energies helping you. Or it can be a really big week for you to pursue that next thing with your health. It can be really big for what you're putting into play with paperwork or what you're doing with coworkers, hired people in any situation you're in, or what you're doing with animals. So you may pick several of those topics or just one and really run with it. Thursday through Saturday, the 25th through 27th, you want to get in and have the talks, the meetings, sign agreements, make sales, write, interview, field offers, and make decisions about those topics. These are favored. There's opportunity here to really get those things moving. And I should also say you can also add in organizing or cleaning things. You know, it could be really good days for that as well. And then by the end of this cycle, on Wednesday the 2nd and Thursday the 3rd, you're still getting this momentum with work, health, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, pets, organizing, etc. But now Venus is where it's at. So you want to focus on the women who can help you there, or you want to focus on the love in the equation, or you want to focus on making money because the door is open here, or you want to focus on beauty themes, you know, maybe you're going to beautify your workspace or, you know, buy that really fabulous outfit for your pet. And in the middle of all that, between Sunday the 28th and Tuesday the 1st, this is when you have that Neptune karmic energy that everybody's working with. It's going to be very active on those days. And for you guys, it's relationship-oriented. So you're looking at where you are in past life equations and karmic balance with romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, opponents, and competitors. And you also want to look at what's going on with anything in your artistic pursuits, your spiritual pursuits, your romantic life, your healing or hospital situation, or any research or development going on with these key people. Again, these couple days really important for if there's any kind of emotional releasing you're doing or if there's some kind of deeper connection that you're making here on a spiritual level with what you need to do next. For Libra, boy, this is going to be a quick show, isn't it? Gotta love it. This is like straight up, and here we go. For Libra, the week ahead is all going to be focused on a lot of creative opportunities for you guys. So if you have a creative project you're pushing, or if you have a creative, you know, talent or interest that you would like to pursue, major forward motion in creative cycles. Anything having to do with children, if you're trying to work with kids or you want to have kids or you're going to babysit kids, whatever you're doing with kids, really big week for that. Also, really big for true love for the Librans out there. So if you're not focused on the creativity or the kids, you may want to make the week about going out there and falling in love with somebody or taking what you're doing with your lover to the next level. And finally, recreational pursuits can be in play in this week ahead. So Thursday through Saturday, the 25th through 27th, these are your communication days, days when you can meet people in those veins or get into the talks, make sales, sign agreements, pitch ideas, field offers, interview, write, make decisions. So you want to open the channels and really kind of be proactive about going for that because there is a ton of opportunity here for you in those pursuits, creativity, love, kids, recreation. And by Wednesday the 2nd and Thursday the 3rd next week, you guys are going to still see this momentum here, but now Venus is involved. So now there's ways to make money with the kids or in that creative realm or with the recreational pursuit. Or Venus represents love, and now there's all this love in the true love department or the love playing out in the creative field or with the kids. There, women can benefit you, and it's a good time to connect with women for those topics during those days. And anything in the beauty realm, again, can be favored during those days. So be proactive and go for that. And when we look at this ongoing Neptunian past life karmic energy that everyone's working with through September, for Libra, this is related to the work you're here to do. So this may be about what's going on with your job or the pursuit of work. It may be about what's happening with coworkers or people you hire. It may tie in with paperwork or your organizing skills or how you're cleaning up your situation. And the other side of this has to do with health scenarios or anything going on with pets. And so whether you're focused on work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, whatever, Sunday through Tuesday, the 28th through the 1st, these are days where you really want to kind of show up, get involved. There may be something you can do artistically, spiritually, through research, development, romantically, through healing or hospitals, anything in that karmic past life arena as well. So release or go deeper in those areas. For Scorpio, this week ahead is going to give you a lot of personal connection and momentum when it comes to grounding the security needs that you have for your life, what's going on in your home, with your family, with roommates, renovations, moves, real estate deals, parents, or I think I said family, right? So anything at that root of the chart, a lot of stuff happening here for you. So Thursday the 25th through Saturday the 27th, this is when Mercury is really going to move this forward. So you guys can get in there and you can meet about this stuff or meet in the home, or you can have talks that open things up. You can sign agreements if you're trying to buy or sell the real estate or hire the renovator or whatever the agreement might be for. You can make sales. You can interview or write here, or you can make some decisions about what's going on here. All of this is very positive in the communication realm. Invite people over and have a big chat in the home. All of it should be really good. And then by the end of this week ahead, on Wednesday the 2nd and Thursday the 3rd, you're still seeing all this momentum with family and parent and roommates and home and real estate and moves and renovation. But now Venus is where it's at. So there may be ways to make money here. There may be love playing out here. There may be a woman or women who are the focal point and something opening up for you there. Or there may be something about beautifying that space or the beauty that's flowering in this arena. So all of this looks very opportune and you want to pursue that. And then in the middle of it, Sunday the 28th through Tuesday the 1st, we see this Neptunian energy that we're working with until September that is about karma and past life scenarios and the releasing of things that we have carried for way too long and kind of the acknowledgement of where we are. And for Scorpio, this is focused on creative projects, children, your love life, and recreational pursuits. So spend the time between Sunday and Tuesday, whether that's a releasing of emotions and connecting on a deeper level within yourself, or that has to do with research going on in these areas, or any kind of artistic approach or spiritual approach or romantic approach or healing or addictive or hospital scenarios playing out there. Sunday through Tuesday is where that's at. For Sagittarius, the week ahead, massive third house situations. So on the one hand, this may just be amped up communications, more talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, short trips, local activities. Or on the mundane side, it may really start to be about what's going on with your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your vehicles, or your electronics. So, and there may be some big decisions to make in this week ahead. All of this looks incredibly opportune if you pursue it. So Thursday through Saturday, the 25th through 27th, straight up is Mercury on top of your communication field. So it is about talks and meetings and writings and agreements and siblings and neighbors and electronics and vehicles and, you know, all of these topics kind of massed up on top of each other. Really, really good for being in the moment and for committing to things or, you know, kind of cementing things the way you want them to go. And then by the end of this weekly period, Wednesday the 2nd, Thursday the 3rd, all that communication and local arena stuff and what's going on with transportation, electronics, siblings, neighbors, writing, sales agreements, meetings, going to focus on Venus. So now women may benefit you here. There may be ways to make money. There may be love playing out in the scenario, or there may be something with beauty that you are talking or making decisions about. So that's where you want to focus that on Wednesday, Thursday. In the middle of this, we have this Neptunian karmic kind of past life stuff that we are all dealing with until September. And for you guys, this really has a lot to do. Hi, Ellie. If I don't say hi to the puppy, she's going to have a conniption. I don't know how she got in here, but all right. Anyway, sorry, Sag. Okay, so from Sunday through Tuesday, the 28th through the 1st, this Neptunian energy for you guys is really about what's going on, you know, with how you feel secure in the world, where you put down your roots, what is going on with your family, your parents, or your roommates, or what's happening in the home about where you live with moves, renovations, or real estate deals. So you want to take the time between Sunday and Tuesday to focus in there. Is there a past life or karmic situation there that you need to balance? Is there something that you need to rest and recharge energy about? Is there something that you need to research and develop? Is there something in your artistic projects and talents that you need to focus here, or your spiritual practices or your romantic life? So see healing hospitals. I don't know if I said that. I got so distracted by the puppy. So there you have it. You know, those are your days to kind of get in there and deal with what you're dealing with there. For Capricorn, the week ahead, massive amounts of energy flow for you guys when it comes to making money or what you're doing with your possessions or what you're doing with purchases or all of the above. Really good for this. Lots of personal planetary momentum. So Thursday the 25th through the Saturday the 27th, this is about getting in there and getting into talks or meetings, getting out there locally or making short trips, your agreements that you can get signed or the sales that you're making or the interviews or auditions or writing that's involved or the offers you're feeling or decisions you can make. So you definitely want to pursue this proactively because it is very opportune as far as earnings, possessions, and what you're doing with them or what you're doing with your purchases. By the end of this period, Wednesday the 2nd, Thursday the 3rd, again, income, possessions, and purchases are in focus. But now Venus is on board. So women may become focal in this in some kind of beneficial way. Or you might just see income amping up even that much more in the process. Or there may be some kind of love situation playing out with your possessions or your purchases. Or there may be something with beauty that you're earning money with or that you're purchasing. And so those are your good days for that. In the middle of this, in the Neptune energy that we're all trying to process and either purge or go deeper on by September, for Capricorn, between Sunday the 28th and Tuesday the 1st, this is about the way you're thinking, the news that you're hearing, the talks you're having, the meetings, the agreements, the sales, what's going on with proposals or offers or big decisions that can impact your life going forward, anything that's involving your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your vehicles, your electronics. And so, you know, look at the communication side of that or the mundane side of that and decide, you know, do you need to kind of retreat and take some time away to process this? Do you need to release some stuff here that you've been thinking? Do you need to get into the artistic or spiritual or romantic side of this equation and figure out what the next step is? Do you need to do some research? Do you need to look into the healing or hospital side of this? Or is there some kind of rebalancing of the karma in this for you? And those are your days to figure that out. For Aquarius, the week ahead, man, totally focused on you guys. Wow, it just can't be all bad, can it? Because the energy is so good. So for Aquarius, you know, really set your goals, decide what it is you want for yourself. This can be something you want to do for your body, your image, your brand. It can involve your name, your title, your identity, or it can just be a personal goal you're pursuing in this week ahead. Thursday the 25th through Saturday the 27th, all about getting in there and talking with others or meeting with them, getting in there and signing agreements or making sales or writing or interviewing or fielding offers, making decisions. You, put yourself in the mix. connect. It's just open, and should be pretty exciting. By Wednesday and Thursday, the 2nd and 3rd of March, again, still focused on you and what you're going after, but now Venus is in the mix. So now we see more love in the equation, or more potential to make money, or something going on with a woman or with beauty. So maybe great time, you know, for a makeover, new wardrobe, new haircut, new photos, whatever that would bring the beauty image together for you to that next level. So all good. In the middle of this, the Neptune energy between Sunday the 28th and Tuesday the 1st, for Aquarius, you know, what you're dealing with between now and September with this has to do with karma, past life stuff, and what's going on behind the scenes that's impacting your personal income, your possessions, or your purchases. And so you'll be focusing on that Sunday through Tuesday. Look at, is there something you need to kind of research and review? Is there something you need to release emotionally here? Is there something with a karmic rebalancing here? Is there something with your artistry, your spirituality, your romance, your healing or hospital needs in the mix? And what is it that you should be doing about that during that time? And Pisces. All right, guys, you know, Pisces, this is a very magical week ahead for you guys, or it can be if you take it down that road. The 12th house is massively activated for you in several different ways here. And so this can be a week when you can open up channels about anything you're trying to pursue in art, film, music, dance, poetry, painting, sculpture, you know, whatever the muse is directing you towards. It can be a week when something on the romantic past life karmic level unfolds in some new way. It can be a week when something is going on with your spirituality. So you can have breakthroughs in meditation or yoga or with your magical interests or psychic abilities or dream state or prayers. It can have something to do with healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions. Again, opportunity is awaiting here. And research and development, if I didn't say that already. So Thursday the 25th through Saturday the 27th, Pisces, you guys want to talk about it. You want to meet about it. You want to write it up. You want to sign it. You want to sell it. You want to field proposals or offers or make proposals or pitch ideas or make decisions about those themes because the door is wide open. And then by Wednesday the 2nd and Thursday the 3rd of this coming week, again, you know, healing, research, romance, spirituality, artistry, karmic past life connections. But now Venus is involved. So now it really is about love or making money or a woman or the beauty theme in the mix. So you may want to, you know, retreat to some kind of spa or hospital and have a beauty treatment. Or you may want to, you know, dive into the romance with the lover. Or you may want to make money in the art world or in the spiritual practices or focus on a woman at the hospital or the healing or the spirituality or the romance or the artistic pursuit. So all of that is favored Wednesday and Thursday. All right. And then in the middle of all that, Sunday the 28th through Tuesday the 1st, this is the ongoing Neptune push that everybody is going through up through September. For Pisces, it's in your sign. You guys are really getting pushed the hardest, obviously, and, you know, to transform yourself in some way and to put down some baggage that you've carried from several past lives, to work on reaffirming who you are when it comes to these spiritual, artistic, romantic, healing, or research themes in your life, and how you are carrying your karma forward and how you are carrying past life connections forward. So if there is any need to go deeper or to release or to have a breakthrough in any of those areas on a personal or physical level, that's going to come Sunday the 28th through Tuesday the 1st, and that's when you want to focus on that. And you guys, that is it for our week ahead. Like I said, it's very organized, systematic, open, and straightforward. This is Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And I will be back next week at the same time. I hope that it is a fantastic week for everybody. And I'll talk to you then.